Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Are you ready to rock?
Okay, so I have now made 151 episodes, shows, of the Insane Asylum, my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. I make the whole show available on my Patreon, without commercials, days before it airs. You can get it as part of your $5 or $10 a month donation to my Patreon. I'm giving you a free view of the latest episode, the first couple of segments. There are 8 segments per show. All right. If you want more information, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Insane Asylum.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
The coveted midnight to 2 a.m. shift Sunday morning has never been the same. For now, what is 151 episodes beginning now of the Insane Asylum? We've got JC's Tales from the Road coming up, and a rebuttal from last week's JC's Tales from the Road at the end of this segment, okay? And a new JC's Tales from the Road, like I said, at the end of segment 3, known as the infamous Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band incident. But for now, gather round, it's Aerosmith. Let the music do the talking, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100.
One time. ticket goes. Scream at the conductor. He's been there for 20 years. Hear the other people laughing as he grinds to every gear.
Insane Asylum on Q100. Download the app, all right? Just go to the app store and then put in WQON. Download that thing, and then you take us wherever you go, you know? I mean, you got it in the car. That's great. But then outside of that, man, bring the earbuds, plug in, and you're good to go with Q100, okay? And they don't even pay me to say that. I just do it. Because that's what the cool kids do. By the way, I got a crush on Joe Mama. Oh, my God. What an absolute babe. Whenever she calls us like kitties or kittens or whatever the hell it is. Jesus. All right. Calm down, Eric. JC responds with this from last week's JC's Tales from the Road. Concerning... JC taking the late Queen of England to Pound Town. And then Charles walking in and seeing JC's naked ass. JC writes, "It's all true, man. The Queen was so impressed that she told Princess Di about my skills." This is gross. "In size. And that we had many trysts. In fact, she was actually running off to see me in Paris when the princess limo famously crashed. I've always felt guilty about that." Unbelievable. Very rarely does JC come back after the Tales from the Road segment to say, "Yeah, that's all true." We've got more coming up here on the Insane Asylum. We'll feature Foxy Shazam's "I Like It" next. The Insane Asylum on Q100. Hey, Hot Voice, is it hard trying to act like you're not in love with me?
Yeah.
That's right.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100.
And no, you cannot have my number.
The only place for rock and roll.
Yeah. validation. His wife took half and then taxation. Left him right back at the altar on his knees.
Kid Rock, God Save Rock and Roll, the Insane Asylum on Q100. You know, there was a time when I would not play Kid Rock on this show because every time I turned around, he's acting like a huge douche. But I'm over it now. The past is the past. I'll play Kid Rock. Eric Zane here on the Insane Asylum. In the very next segment, I'm going to kick it off with actually some friends of mine. They're out of Wayland, Michigan, which is south of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the band is called Wayland. There you go. Wayland from Wayland. They have a song called Rabbit River Blues / From the Other Side. I'll feature that to kick off segment number 3. And then I'm going to play a Bob Seger song that you probably haven't heard called Busload of Faith that you should hear. It's a great song. And then I've got JC's Tales from the Road, featuring JC's infamous Bob Seger incident. I'll tell you all about that. It involves Bob Seger, JC, and a horrible insult. Of course. We'll kick it all off coming up next, right here, the Insane Asylum on Q100. That is it, my free view of the Insane Asylum. Thank you for checking it out. You want the full show and a ton of other content? Go to my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.